Welcome to the Cruciform Life Church podcast, featuring the weekly sermons from our Sunday gathering. Please visit us online at www.cruciformlifechurch.org for more information.
Keep your Bibles open, no? Sa 1 Peter chapter 1. And we will be drawing out from this passage today yung hope, no, ng mga Kristiyano. Pag hope kasi, and in English siya, no, parang ang layo niyang abutin. I get that, no, yung language kasi minsan it does things. So kung para mas malapit po sa atin, no, yung pag tinawag mong pag-asa, gets natin, kailangan natin lahat yan. No? And so, what we would try to draw out from the passage today, ano ba yung pag-asa ng isang Kristiyano sa buhay? No? And while you are doing that, I guess it would be of some value to lay down some context kung bakit po ako nandito sa inyong harapan ngayon. No? Yung sabi nga po ni Pastor Enteng kanina, I pastor a church, yan, church na yung tawag ko sa kanya, we've been here 3 years, halos kasabay ninyo. No? In Manila, Redeemer Christian Church Manila, we are Southern Baptist by tradition. So medyo weird na nandito ako sa inyong harapan ngayon. Ano? You guys trying to be Presbyterian and I will be fight for my being Baptist. It's okay. We were planted, I guess the same as you planted in the time of, in the season of pandemic around. So around March 2020, we started gathering online. No? Wala pong nag-meet ng face-to-face ng mga March 2020 kasi kasagsagan po yun ng lockdown. Right before the pandemic, around fourth quarter 2019, I met Pastor Enteng. Mas una yata silang nagkakilala ni Kali, pero kami, nagkape kami sa Alabang. And I was sharing to him what was happening in our church, not so different, siguro, from what birthed this church. Doctrines of Grace noon. So natutuwa akong kinanta niyo yung Reformation hymn kanina. No, parang something that I firmly hold to, and that was the cause of siya matawag na church noon, parang Zoom meeting lang talaga siya. Siguro may napansin din ako nung mga panahon nung nung pandemic. I believe something happened and almost all people were online every day sa bahay nila, no? Parang kasi wala naman kayong ibang magawa. 'Di ba? So lahat ng tao online. And on social media platforms and platforms like Zoom, those who were like-minded, no, with Reformed leanings in the faith, parang nagkita-kita sila online. Nagkita-kita sila online and na-realize natin na hindi pala kami mag-isa. We're not alone in this. So the Reformed and the Reformed-ish and the Reforming, no, nakita-kita online, and okay, marami pala tayo, no, na pwede natin silang labanan. Marami pala tayo, no, parang hindi pala tayo nag-iisa. So it felt that way before the pandemic, na parang hindi natin alam kung may kasama ba tayo dito, naiintindihan ba tayo ng ibang mga tao. But with God's providence, these Reformed people connected, and we remain connected, kami ni Pastor Enteng. So I'm glad that the pandemic kind of slowed down and we are able to do more ministry now, no? And I'm glad to partner with Pastor Enteng as we believe in the same things about the church, about theology, about life, about ministry, no? And when he floated the idea that was inviting me para magsalita po sa inyong harapan, hindi na po ako nagdalawang isip, no? So on behalf of Redeemer Christian Church Manila, our church who are gathered also at this time sa Malate, Manila, we would like to rejoice and celebrate with you on your third anniversary. The Lord be praised among you. No, we just celebrated our own anniversary, our third anniversary then last July. No, so nauna lang kami ng ilang mga buwan sa inyo. So kasama ko po yung aking mga kaibigan at ang aking asawa ngayon. Sige. You have your Bibles open, or at in this point in time, Bible apps na siguro kayo, no? Or siguro susundan din naman ako nila ng verses ito. Let's try to build a little bit of context, no? Sa kung ano yung pag-uusapan natin ngayong umagang ito. Ang First Peter po ay sulat, no? Ngayon collected na siya and we call it a book, no? Well, the books of the Bible. Pero mas literal kung sasabihin natin na ito po ay isang sulat, no? O ang technical term na ginagamit nila diyan ay epistle, no? Yung term na madalas ginagamit for letters in the New Testament, okay? And yung author po ng sulat identifies himself as Peter, no? Sa chapter 1 verse 1. Para po walang lito, no? Wala pong ibang Peter sa mga apostles ni Kristo. This is Simon Peter, the apostle whom Jesus named in Aramaic, Kephas or Cephas, no? And then translated into Greek yung palayaw na yon into Petros. No, ay doon natin kinuha yung English form na Peter or sa Tagalog, Pedro, no? Kapag yung Petros po ay kukunin natin yung meaning noon, siya yung original na the rock, no? Siya yung original na siya, kumbaga, nauna siya dun sa palayaw na yon. And then he also identifies himself as an apostle of Jesus Christ, no? So that we have no doubt who this is. This is the same Peter na kilala ninyo from the Gospels. No, as an apostle, kasi wala pong ibang Simon Peter na apostle ni Jesus Christ, no? So siya lang 'yon. And also in chapter 1 verse 1, if you're reading, no, in your Bible, na una lang ng konti, the author Peter also identifies kung sino yung sinusulatan niya. No? Important po ito kasi ito yung madalas na ginagawa po natin, tinuturo ko po ito sa church na hindi kayo pwedeng magbasa ng isang verse na hindi nyo babasahin yung konteksto kung nasaan siya. No? Katulad po ng, ang terminology ko pa, sulat. Pero sino pa bang gumagawa ng sulat sa inyo? Hindi naman na. So, para siguro email or PM, no? O private message. Para kayong bumabasa ng isang sentence sa isang email o isang private message na hindi nyo alam kung sino yung nagpadala at hindi nyo alam kung sino yung pinadalhan. Basta isang sentence lang siya. Hindi ba medyo weird yun? Kasi parang, paano ko maiintindihan yung isang statement na yon kung hindi ko alam kung sino yung nagpadala, sino yung sinulatan? Importante po lahat ito, no? We're trying to see kung anong ibig sabihin nung sinulat niya. Ang audience po ng letter, most likely, ito po ay isang circular letter. Ibig sabihin, marami po siyang simbahan na sinulatan, at yung sulat na yon ay babasahin sa lahat ng mga simbahan na yon. No? Sabi dito, to the churches in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. So ibig sabihin, maraming mga churches doon, ang sulat na yon ay dadalhin sa bawat church na yon at babasahin para sa kanila. These are places, no, historical names of towns and cities in a region they call noon Asia Minor, no? Ngayon ang Asia Minor po ay nasa bansang Turkey, no? Doon siya sa area na 'yon. And interestingly also in verse 1, no? Chapter 1 verse 1, he calls the people, yung mga sinusulatan niya, as elect exiles. No? Elect exiles. Merong bigat, no? Yung terminology na 'yan, no? Elect exiles. Elect, or in the Greek, no, members of the ecclesia, no, or members of the community of the called out ones, no, the ones who were the chosen ones. So Peter wanted to be clear, kailangan malinaw sa kanya, no, na he was writing to believers. He was writing to churches, and kung parte ka ng church na to, no, parte ka ng church na to, kung Christian ka, parte ka ng church na to, hindi ako sumusulat just to random people in the region. I am writing to the elect exiles. I'm writing to the people in the churches. Ever since the apostolic era, wala pong belief noon, no? Wala pong paniniwala noon na ang isang Kristiyano could be separate from the local church. Ulitin ko 'yon, ha. Hindi po uso sa kanila, never naging uso yung pwede kang maging Kristiyano pero wala kang local church. No? Ngayon lang naman po nagiging uso 'yan. No? tatawagin mo sarili mong Kristiyano, tapos sasabihin mo, nag-church ka ba? Hindi pwede, no? Ang belief noon pa man, biblically, if you are a Christian, you are connected to a community, no? To a local church. And also, he calls them elect and he calls them exiles. This is the idea na yung mga believers or mga Christians are not in their true home, no? Exile. Tiningnan ko sa Tagalog yung terminology na exile. Ano ba yan? Pinatapon, no? Yun yung ipinatapon o pinadala, no, doon. Actually, usually by force, no? Exiles, you are ipinatapon ka sa lugar na yon, no? Malayo sa kanilang tunay na bayan o tirahan. Hindi ito literal, of course. But Peter is somehow reminding them na para sa mga Kristiyano, hindi kayo taga rito. No? Hindi kayo taga rito. They long for their true home. Ang utak nila laging gusto ko nang umuwi. No? And ang bahay ko hindi dito. Ang bahay ko, ang paninirahan ko in the kingdom of Christ when he returns. No? So yung terminology na yon na elect exiles, ganun yung hugot niya, no? Meron siyang bigat, no? Meron siyang pinatutunguhan, no? Kasi isa din sa mga reasons, and this is where I will jump into our passage, no? Ang buhay po ng isang ipinatapon, no? Or buhay ng isang exile ay hindi madali. Siguro po meron po sa inyo dito na naka-experience ng maging OFW, hindi ko alam kung meron ganun, no? Very common 'yan sa kultura natin mga Pilipino, no? Nag-a-abroad, so matagal doon sa abroad bago bumalik dito, if ever bumalik pa man, no? Pero matagal sa abroad, no? From the stories that I've heard, hindi siya madali. No? Hindi siya madaling klaseng buhay. No? From the OFWs that I've talked to, so meron talagang ano, no? Meron siyang karampatang or bigat, no? Na sige, kaya nga tinatawag siya o sinasabi ng mga OFW parents sa mga anak nila is nagsasakripisyo ako para sa inyo. Kasi mahirap talaga yon, no? And so, si Peter, hinuhugot niya yung terminology na yon, yung exile, no? Pinatapon sa malayo, na mahirap yung buhay nila. No? Alam ko na mahirap ang buhay ninyo. Paano, no? Paano yon? At many levels, no? Christians are persecuted, no? In those times, no? At the level of the Roman Empire, no? Kung saan bahagi po yung kanilang region ng Roman Empire. Christianity or any belief that professes another king apart from Caesar will always be looked down on, no? And kaya yung mga Kristiyano ay sinusumbong, no? Kapag nag-gather sila o gumagawa sila ng malaking gathering or gumagawa sila ng kumbaga kakaibang mga bagay, sinusumbong sila sa gobyerno kasi these people profess another king, no? And that is usually parang patama dun sa pride ng emperor, no? The Caesar. Also, at the level din ng mga syudad na tinitirahan nila, hindi rin tanggap ng mga tao doon na may isang bagong paniniwala na kumakalat, no? Na parang isang paniniwala na galing sa isang Hudyong karpintero na namatay doon sa malayo, no? Tapos pinaniniwalaan ninyo ngayon, parang kakaiba yan, no? And so, para sa mga kapitbahay nila, no? Kung ari ikaw ay Kristiyano na nakatira doon, para sa mga kapitbahay nila, this is weird yan, no? Parang yung bulong-bulongan niya, yan na yung mga ano, yan yung katulad po ng mga sinasabi sa inyo, siguro na experience yung malamang na yan na yung mga praise the Lord, no? Mga hallelujah, hallelujah. Yun yung termino nila sa atin, eh, no? Pag sinabi na yan yung mga born again, meron yang stigma, no? Meron yang karampatang bigat na kakaiba kayo, No? And then also, mas papaliit ako ng paliit, eh, no? At the level of yung mga katrabaho nila and even yung mga pamilya nila na hindi naniniwala katulad nila. Ngayari, araw-araw mong katrabaho, tapos nagbago ng religion. Di ba? Kung ngari, napapansin ka nila dati na ganito yung ugali mo, pero dahil sa religion mo nga, nagbago yung the way na magsalita ka, the way na, ayun, nagpe-pray ka na siguro pag kumain. Yung mga maliliit na bagay na ngayon, napapansin nila na hindi ka na nag-green joke sana, no? Hindi ka na tumatawa kapag may mga ganong jokes. Napapansin nila yon. And it's the same with them, no? Mga katrabaho, napapansin na parang nagbago ka na, no? Mas kita yon sa siguro sa mga bahay, no? Pamilya, tas ikaw lang yung Kristiyano, sana napapansin, no? Nagbago ka na, iba na yung paniniwala mo, iba na yung galaw mo, iba na yung ugali mo. And so, mabigat po para sa kanila at naiintindihan nila yung hugot ni Pedro dito nung tinawag niya silang exile. No? Ganon yung feeling. Iba ka na, hindi ka taga rito. So, it is from this platform, no, that we will dive into our text. No? So, if you will look at the first section, ito yung verses 3 to 5. No? 3 to 5. Iisa-isahin ko po yan, hindi masyado, no? Depende sa oras ko. So normally, no, sa mga sulat po sa panahon nila, there will be a section in the beginning for thanksgiving. This is just the thing to do, no? Kapag nagpo-formal letter po ba kayo? I mean, business letter, ano yung simula? Sa simula parang, ha? Greetings, no? Kung Christian ka, warm Christian greetings. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung sinusulat dun sa simula. Pero meron silang pasimula. At sa mga sulat noon, there is usually, sa simula, this section for thanksgiving. Nandun po tayo ngayon. No? Yung section na binasa natin ay nasa thanksgiving section ng sulat ni Pedro. Pero kung titingnan natin kung paano siya sinulat, hindi siya yung normal na thanksgiving. No? Kasi yung normal na thanksgiving, thank you po pala sa pag-alala niyo sa akin, thank you dun sa suporta na binigay niyo sa akin, naaalala ko po yung mga panahon na nandyan po ako sa inyo, ang saya-saya natin. No? Ganun yung normal na thanksgiving. Pero the thanksgiving here is actually, no, it functions as Peter's gospel presentation. No? Siya po ay, in his thanksgiving, nagpresenta ng ebanghelyo. Why present the gospel? No? Why would you present the gospel? So, ang ginagawa po ni Pedro dito, he repeats and rehearses the gospel para walang duda po among the readers, no, and the hearers that they are talking about the same thing. No? Ito yung gospel na pinaniniwalaan ko, alam ko na ito yung gospel na pinaniniwalaan nyo. No? Parehas tayo. No? Malamang sa malamang, okay, Peter was also involved in the planting of these churches. Kaya niya sinulatan. No? Narinig niya na may nangyayari, sinulatan po niya kasi ito yung mga churches na kilala niya, no? He was probably involved in some way in the planting of these churches, naalala niya. Tapos ang gusto niyang gawin, say, ako yung Peter na nagkasama ninyo noon. And we preach the same gospel. Sana. No? Ganun yung thinking dito. So that the readers, the hearers will know, no, that this is not some heretical person o yung danger kasi nung panahon noon, wala silang Facebook, no, hindi nila siya ba talaga yan. Kahit nga sa Facebook ngayon, hindi mo tin. May mga weird characters yung ginagamit sa pangalan, alam mo, bogus account, eh, no? Pero dito wala silang ibang way to see if this is Peter other than the things that he believes in. So that's why Peter draws it out. Kasi ang danger noon, may susulat sa kanila, ilalagay Peter kahit hindi naman si Peter. No? So, ang sinasabi ni Peter, si Peter ito, mapapatunayan ninyo ito, how? By the things that I taught you, by the things that I believe in, that you believe in as well. No? So, verse 3 shows that Peter, unang-una, no? If you can show verse 3, no? That Peter believes in a Trinitarian view of God, no? Mentioning the person of the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, no? Pinapakita din sa verse 3, no? That it is only by the Father's mercy. Dahil lang po sa habag ng Ama, kaya po naligtas ang mga taong ito. No? Sabi niya dyan, no? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. No? According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again. No? It is only by the Father's mercy. And that this salvation, itong kaligtasan na ito, is stamped as valid. Paano nagiging valid yung, paano nyo alam na valid yung salvation nyo? Sabi niya dyan, it is stamped as valid through the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the third day. No? And that resurrection has now brought to us a living hope. No? Mapapansin natin mga kapatid kung paano nagpakilala si Peter. By reminding and pointing them to the same faith na pinaniniwalaan nila parehas. Ito po ay, think of it as iisang language, no? Iisang pananampalataya, iisang confession of faith. Naiintindihan dapat nilang lahat ito, parehas sila ng pinaniniwalaan. In our time, no, this is what is called doctrine. Or mas mabigat na terminology, orthodoxy. No? Church o isang community ay Bible-believing. No? Tinatawag nila, medyo malapnaw na tong term na to ngayon, yung evangelical. No? Kasi yung evangelical, saan ano yung root niya? No? Likal? Hindi ko alam. Anong root ng word na evangelical is evangel, no? Evangel or the gospel. Gospel believing, no? Eh, ang problema kasi ngayon, maraming mga churches na tinatawag ang sarili nila na evangelical, but they don't really preach the gospel. No, they don't really preach even the same gospel. So you will know in this function, no? Orthodoxy functions to communicate and to identify. No? Na, so pakinggan ninyo yung gospel na ipipreach ko ngayon, malalaman ninyo kung parehas ba yung gospel ninyo at yung gospel ng church namin. No? And then you can say, parehas tayo. No? This is what Peter is doing here. No? Orthodoxy functions that way. He lets them know, assures them, na parehas sila ng pinaniniwalaan kasi alam niya na ito rin yung itinuro niya at alam ng mga taong sinulatan niya. That's a very confident assumption right there, no? Na this is the gospel that I believe in. I know this is the gospel that you believe in. No? Very, very confident yon. Paano na lang? Isipin nyo, ha? Paano na lang kung in the time na, sige, nagplant sila ng church, after a few years, umalis si Peter, siguro lumipas mga 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, nagbago yung paniniwala ng church. Tapos sumulat siya, assuming na yun ang pinaniniwalaan ng church na yon. Paano na lang kung nag-iba yung doktrina at teolohiya ng church? No? Parang awkward yun. Sinasabi niya na, this is the gospel that I believe in. Diba? Kaya nga po, no? Kaya nga po, si Pablo naman, sa sulat niya sa church sa Galatia, kaya siya medyo G-na-G, no? Medyo G-na-G sa mga Galatians kasi parang kakaalis ko lang dyan, tapos marinig-rinig ko, nagbago kayo ng paniniwala. Kaya galit yung tono ni Pablo dun sa Galatians. But here, Peter is making a very confident assumption. This is the gospel that I believe in. I know that's the gospel that you believe in, no? Pero isipin niyo 'yon, no? Paano na lang kung ang sinusulatan niyang mga tao ay hindi alam yung tamang doktrina? Hindi alam yung tamang teolohiya. Would they recognize Peter? Would they recognize the gospel that was proclaimed? Yung sinulat ni Peter, yun, gospel 'yon, no? And more dangerously, paano nila malalaman kung tamang gospel yung sinulat ni Peter? Kung sila mismo hindi nila alam. No? Would they be able to recognize a wrong gospel proclamation from a correct one? Sabi ni Pedro sa verse 3, no? Christ's resurrection has brought for them a living hope. So I want to move to verse 4. Okay? Imagine itong hope na ito, no? How do you visualize this hope? Can you move to verse 4? It says here that this hope can be imagined by the Christians as an inheritance. No? Inheritance kasi dito sa atin, sa mga Pilipino, o yung mana, no? Pamana, mga terminology yan ng mga ano eh, ng mga mayaman na may papamana. Buti kung may pamana sa akin yung nanay ko eh, wala eh. So hindi ko alam yung terminology, pero alam natin yung terminology, no? Pamana siya, ito yung mamanahin, matatanggap nila in the future. So to understand this, the gospel that Peter proclaimed to them, yung good news, yung mabuting balita ng life, death, and resurrection ni Jesus, that gospel has purchased for them the salvation from their sins, a new life, born again in Christ. No? So, ibig sabihin, napatawad yung iyong mga kasalanan dahil dito. But not only that, the gospel has also purchased for them a living hope. No? An inheritance that is imperishable. Yung mamanahin mo, hindi masisira, undefiled, unfading, and kept in heaven, at itinago ngayon sa langit where no one can steal it away or take it away. No, it's being kept in heaven for you. Yung kept in heaven, ibig sabihin, kung sabi niya, kung mai-imagine ninyo yung pag-asa ninyo, with all the persecutions na pinagdadaanan ninyo, parang mawawala yung pag-asa, no? Pero kakaiba itong pag-asa na ito, because you don't hold it, it's being kept in heaven for you, no? And no one can steal it away, no? From you. Ibig sabihin, hindi mawawala yung pag-asa nyo. It is protected by God, no? Not even the Roman Empire can take it away. Not even your nosy neighbor can take it away. Not even all your problems can take this away. This is kept for you. Ibig sabihin, hindi masisira, hindi mawawala, hindi mawawaglit yung pag-asa mo. No? Ibig sabihin, kung para siyang pamana, tinago siya. No? Tawag dyan siguro sa terminology natin ngayon ay trust fund. No? Na ibibigay sa'yo kapag sana all may trust fund. No? Sana all may parang yung na, gusto natin yun, no? Na parang pagdating mo ng mga 25 o 27 years old, kakausapin ka ng nanay, tatay mo. Parang, anak, so may tinabi para kami sa'yo, para sa'yo, no? Hindi namin sinabi sa'yo, pero meron kaming 5 million dyan sa, ano, sa bangko na itinago namin para sa'yo para hindi mo magastos. Ngayong 27 ka na, ibibigay namin sa'yo. Sana all, no? Sana, pero it feels like that, no? Ang sinasabi ni Peter sa akin, ang pag-asa ninyo, akala ninyo ngayon na uubusan na kayo ng pag-asa because of all these things happening to you, but your hope is being kept in heaven for you, na hindi mawawala, hindi masisira, hindi mawawaglit. Not even by persecution, and check this out, no? Not even by death. It will not be taken away from you. So excited ka na. Excited na sila. When will this hope be revealed? Kailan namin makukuha? Kailan marirealize? Kailan mawi-withdraw? No? This salvation will come to its completion and the inheritance is revealed in the last time. No? This is in verse 5. No? Who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation when ready to be revealed in the last time. No? At the return of Jesus Christ, no? Now it is being guarded. Yan yung tema talaga ni your hope is being kept. So ito po yung tema, no, yung title ng message natin sa Our Living Hope is in Christ, no? Ang tema ng sulat ni Peter dito is that ang pag-asa po ng isang Kristiyano, no, na i-explain niya sa buong sulat po niya. Kung may time po kayo, no, magandang basa. Napaka-beneficial po talaga ng 1 Peter para sa isang Kristiyano. Lahat naman sa Bible, of course. Pero this one particularly, you will find it very, very encouraging, lalo na kung may pinagdadaanan ka. No? So, kung maaari po, you might want to consider reading through 1 Peter for that, no? Pero makikita natin na dito pa lang sa simula ng letter, ipinapaliwanag na ni Pedro sa kanila that ultimately, the hope for a Christian will not be found in this world. Medyo mabigat po yun, no? Kasi yung ilan sa atin, umaasa pa na gagaang yung buhay natin, gaganda yung buhay natin. Mahirap po sabihin sa inyo to. Nahihirapan akong sabihin to sa church namin. Parang nag-a-application na ako. Mamaya na yung application. Mamaya na po. Pero mahirap sabihin sa mga Kristiyano to na ultimately ang pag-asa natin ay wala dito. No? Yun po yung sinasabi ni Pedro. No? Makikita natin siya sa pagbabalik ni Kristo. Our inheritance, our hope is being kept in heaven for us. Okay, so malinaw sa atin yun. I will go to the next section in verse 6 and 7. You might want to move there. No? So, in this you rejoice, in verse 6, no? In this you rejoice. That's where it starts. So, in this. Yung this na yon, ano ibig sabihin nun? Anong pinatutunguhan ng yung this na yan? Yung hope mo. No? Yung living hope mo. So masaya kayo na meron kayong ganun, no? Pag nalaman ninyo na may pa-deposit pala si nanay at tatay para sa iyo, syempre masaya ka. No? Pag may sinabi sa iyo yung nanay, may mamanahin ka, no? Yung mga ganun, yung mga gulatan na parang matanda na si nanay, sakalang niya sinabi na may lupa pala tayo sa probinsya. No? Para yung ganun. So parang syempre sumaya ka bigla, no? Sabi niya, "In this you rejoice." And by the word this, Peter means the living hope, the salvation in this faith and new life na dinala tayo ng gospel. And even in this hope, no, na in this inheritance sinasabi ni Pedro, dito masaya kayo, you rejoice in this. Pero look at the next clause, no? Though for a little while, if necessary, you have experienced and been grieved by various trials. Okay. Hinga ng malalim. Makikita po natin sa section na ito, yung 6 and 7, no? Kung bakit po sumusulat si Pedro sa kanilang lahat, sa mga churches na ito, no? These churches are experiencing trials. Not even as a group, no? These individuals, no? These members, ay nakakaranas po sila ng pagdurusa, may mga mabigat na pinagdadaanan, no? These churches and these people are experiencing trials. And then Peter, as their pastor, and who is probably, sabi ko nga, involved in the planting of these churches, he is concerned, no? Na baka dahil sa mga pinagdadaanan ninyo, talikuran nyo na yung inyong pananampalataya. Hindi ba ganun naman po talaga yung usual na nangyayari? No? Ewan ko kung sa inyo, kung normal ba kayong mga Kristiyano o hindi. Pero sa amin po, no, sa church namin, malaki po yung tendency na pag may pinagdadaanan yung tao, hindi na nagpapakita sa church. Tama po ba? Medyo mahirap, no? Yes or no? Mahirap, no? Mahirap. And so the tendency then as now is the same. Kapag may mahirap kang pinagdadaanan, hindi mo na maalala yung mga bagay na tinuro sa'yo. Ang mas madaling gawin ay huwag munang mag-church. No? Huwag munang mag-church. At deal with that later. Pero yun yung concern ni Peter. No? So, mga kapatid, sa intention ni Pedro, ang intention ni Pedro is to encourage and remind these Christians. No? But embedded in 6 and 7, no? Gusto kong, ewan ko kung may highlighter kayo, kung gusto nyo highlightan yan, so yung tandaan yan. No? Embedded in verse 6 and verse 7 is a theology of suffering that is so valuable for Christians. Meron po ba kayong naibulsa o dudukutin o huhugutin na teolohiya o doktrina ng suffering kapag kayo na yung nagdurusa? Meron ba kayong, teka, may sinabi ang Diyos tungkol dito eh. No? Something that you would remember, no? And recently, as a church, ang Bible study po namin ay nag 1 Peter and 2 Peter kami. And so, very fresh sa amin ito, no? Sa church namin ito. Yung, lalo na yung theology of suffering. And kung meron po akong maibabahagi sa inyo ngayon, no? Or meron kayong maaalala na iuuwi ninyo, no? God is faithful to your church, yes, for 3 years. But also today, God has given me a correct theology for when I suffer. No? But this is very valuable for Christians now, no? But even so sa kanila noon, no? Na may mga pinagdadaanan. Peter reminds them of this theology, and this is the core issue of the letter, what to do when you are suffering. First, here, pwede pong makita yung verse 6, no? If you look in verse 6, that these trials will be, number one, for a little while. For a little while. What does that mean? This concept confirms and affirms na yung pinaniniwalaan ni Pedro is the same of what the Bible preaches, no? This is preached also by Paul, no? Na kahit buong buhay kang mag-suffer, this is considered as just a little while. Sorry, hindi ako kailangan mag-sorry sa inyo, pero hindi ko rin ini-invalidate o minamaliit yung pinagdadaanan ninyo. Kailangan maramdaman natin yan. Hindi ko alam, you've been together 3 years. No? So, alam ninyo, sa ganitong kaliit na congregation, no? Alam ninyo kapag merong pinagdadaanan yung mga kapatiran ninyo. Or, should I say, sana alam ninyo. Sana ramdam ninyo. May mabigat na pinagdadaanan si ating ganito. Si tita na ganyan. Si paring ganito. Merong pinagdadaanan, sana ramdam nyo. Mabigat yon. Ang hirap sabihin ito, no? Pastor, kung ikaw kaya yung nandito, no, na pinagdadaanan ito, kaya mo bang sabihin? Siyempre, gusto mo matigil na. Kaya mong sabihin sa amin, little while pa rin yun? For someone who is in siguro, kumari, meron siyang sakit na terminal, no? Bakit sinasabi ng Diyos na a little while lang to? For someone, no, na buong buhay nila hikahos sila, no, at walang pera. Bakit mo sinasabi na little while lang to? No? Why are you saying that this is just a little while? Because yung little while na yon, ang comparison po noon, eternity. No? Eternity ang comparison. And in light of the new heaven and the new earth, in light of the inheritance and the glory that we will receive when our Savior returns for us, this is a little while. No? And believe me, that's encouragement for you, brothers and sisters. Romans 8:18, si Pablo po ito, for I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory, no, that is coming for us. 2 Corinthians 4:17, still Paul, for this light momentary affliction. Nagpapatawa ba to? Light momentary affliction is what he calls this. No? Yung pinagdadaanan ko sa buhay, no? Light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. I will come back to this later, but let me just mention the fact that Paul and Peter are the same in this. No? So there is a heavy theology na tinuturo po sa atin patungkol sa suffering, no? Not invalidating our sufferings right now, but teaching Christians kung papaano natin siya pagdadaanan. We look not to now, we look towards glory. Kapatid, that's one of the encouragements that the gospel can tell you, and the hope. If you look to now, you will probably be miserable. Because it seems like there is no hope in the now and dito. maaari mo ngang maramdaman na kahit ito yung isa sa mga na-share sa akin ng mga may pinagdadaanan sa church namin, parang kuya, kaya kong i-share sa mga tao, no? Kaya kong i-share. Pero naiintindihan ko, no, na hindi talaga nila mararamdaman yung bigat ng nararamdaman ko. And maaaring totoo yun. No? Na ikaw yung may alam kung ano talaga yung bigat ng pinagdadaanan mo. Pero what Peter is convincing these people, no, that this is happening for a little while. We don't look to now. Mabigat yung ngayon, oo. Pero ang pag-asa natin, wala dito. Wala ngayon. No? If we look to here and now in this world, no, kung ang hinahanap natin mga solusyon ay nandito, sinasabi ni Pedro, there is no hope that will satisfy us, no joy that is eternal, everything is fleeting. No? Yung 13th month ninyo, you won't believe me kung gaano kabilis mawawala yan sa kamay ninyo. Kung meron mang 13th month, no? Na all. And even kung may 14th or 15th month ka, again, no? Sa tingin mo, kaya kang i-sustain yan, kayang i-sustain yung joy. O meron ka mang iPhone 15 Pro Ultra Max, fully paid. Siyempre, excited ka for the first few days. Kaya ka bang i-sustain? Yung joy ba ay kaya mong ibigay dun sa gadget mo and it will sustain it for eternity? The answer is, of course, no. So this is where dito dapat nag-iiba yung tingin ng Kristiyano sa hindi Kristiyano. No? In verse 7, Peter says in verse 6, no, still mentions, no, that these trials, ito pa, sabi niya, little while, and then kasunod, sabi niya, necessary. Kailangan? Kailangan kong pagdaanan ito? Sabi niya, if necessary, no? What does he mean by that? In verse 7, Peter says to these Christians what he understands about suffering, no? So verse 7, babasahin ko sa inyo, sabi niya, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Sinasabi ni Pedro sa mga Kristiyanong ito, ang mga pinagdadaanan nyo ngayon, though mabigat, may be necessary for you because these trials are purifying you. Itong mga pinagdadaanan mo, ginagamit ito ng Diyos para baguhin ka. No? Maaaring hindi mo siya tinitingnan that way. Pero sinasabi po ng Bible, baka dapat ganun natin siya tingnan. No? Na ang mga pinagdadaanan ko, binabago ako. Sinasabi ni Peter na yung pananampalataya nila ay kinakailangan, no? Necessary, kinakailangan, dumaan sa mga pagsubok na ito so that their faith would be considered genuine. No? Sinasabi ni Pedro dito na kapag nandyan yung mga trials and challenges sa buhay natin, their faith is being purified. Nawawala yung impurities, yung immaturity natin, yung immaturity ng faith nila, so that in the end, their faith will only be found for one purpose, to the praise, glory, and honor of Jesus Christ. And we will all ascribe to Jesus Christ praise, glory, and honor when He comes. Anong ginagawa ng Diyos sa inyo? Ginagawa is purifying you so that you can do that in the end. No? Sana naiintindihan po natin yung sinasabi ni Pedro ito because it is such a foundational and biblical understanding of suffering. And sobrang kakaiba po siya na ituturo sa mundo, ng mundo sa inyo. No? Sa passage na ito, ang isa sa mga desire siguro ng sinumang magtuturo biblically, no, is para maramdaman po ninyo yung bigat at tension, no? Kung ano yung tinuturo ng Bible sa mga Kristiyano kung papaano sila dapat dumaan sa suffering. Ito yung mga naging mantra na namin sa church is to suffer well. Linalabanan pa ako ng mga tao dyan, suffer well. No? Parang suffer well. Meron bang ganun? So apparently, sabi ng Bible, meron. No? There is a way to suffer well. Kasi yung suffer well na yon, suffer well, meron siyang mga foundational na agreements, no? Pero ang ituturo ng mundo sa inyo is suffering is not good, suffering is not ideal, suffering is actually controllable, and therefore, lahat ng efforts mo, ibigay mo para burahin yung suffering. Para mawala ka dito. No? Apparently, hindi yun yung tinuturo ng Biblia. You just need to take a look at these two verses. Makikita mo, ibang-iba ito sa tinuturo ng mundo. Sinasabi ng mundo, hindi ka dapat nagsasuffer, kapatid. No? Sinasabi ng Bible, actually, dapat kang magsuffer. I think, parang, it may be necessary for you. No? And compared to what is coming, this is just for a little while. So different, no? And sana matutunan natin yun. I'll go back to that later, no? Sa ating applications. I'll go to 8 and 9. No? Verse 8, though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with the joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. In the past verses, there are two realities na kailangang tanggapin na isang Kristiyano, no? Na one, na ang pag-asa natin ay wala dito, it is in the return of Christ. And ang pangalawa, yung hope na yon, that return of Christ na hindi pa nangyayari, hindi pa nila alam kung kailan yon, no? Hindi natin alam kung kailan yung pag-asa na yon marireveal to us. In simple terms, Christians need to, one, suffer well, and two, endure and wait. No? Ibig sabihin, itong pag-asa natin kailangang intayin. Eh, yun yung pinakaayaw natin. Maghihintay ako? Eh, yung pila nga lang. Diba? Pila nga lang. Pwede ko na may kwento dito, Kali, no? Kasi wala naman. Kasi yung minsan ang nagdadrive para sa amin yung tatay ni Kali. So kapag pag traffic na, napapansin ko na yung tatay ni Kali na naghahanap ng way para isingit yung kotse sa doon sa unahan, no? Kahit businahan sa nung mga tao sa likod, ang feeling niya kapag nakasingit siya, okay na yon. Hindi ako pumila. This is sobrang ayaw natin na naghihintay, eh. No? Pag nasa LTO ka tapos magpipila ka para i-renew yung ano mo, maghahanap ka ng way para mauna yung meron ba akong pwedeng bayaran? Meron ba akong pwedeng ano para mawala yung pila, no? Parang meron pa. O nga rin, kahit kumare, nasa Jollibee ka, tapos pipila ka ng mahaba, no? Titingnan ko, may kakilala ka dun sa harapan, no? Para sasabay mo na lang yung order mo. We want to eliminate waiting. But the Bible tells us that this may be necessary, no? Actually, the fact na walang may alam kung kailan babalik si Kristo means that we have to wait well. No, we have to endure and wait well. These Christians na sinusulatan ni Pedro can give us a model for how to endure through the suffering. And Peter commends them, no, meron siyang ito yung ginagawa ninyo. And this is commendable, no? Saying na kahit hindi pa nila nakikita si Kristo, they love him. No? Katulad po sana natin. Ang mga taong ito ay hindi eyewitnesses sa buhay at kamatayan at muling pagkabuhay ni Kristo. Si Peter lang yung isa sa mga eyewitnesses na yun, no? Pero itong mga taong ito, hindi, no? So he points to the valuable truth here, no? Na kahit hindi pa nila nakikita si Kristo, kahit hindi pa bumabalik si Kristo, Jesus has caused their hearts to love him. Ito po yung substance ng pananampalataya ng isang Kristiyano. That even those who have not seen Christ, tayo yon. No? Pag sinabi natin, those who have not seen Christ, tayo yon. No? We have not seen Christ. The Holy Spirit has placed in our hearts a love for Christ na hindi kayang ma-explain. Bakit niyo mamahalin yung tagtaong di niyo pa nakikita? No? Mahirap pong gawin yun, no? Kasi ang mga bagay na minamahal natin usually, yung na-experience na natin tangibly at physically, no? Bakit po kayo bumabalik-balik sa isang restaurant na paborito niyo yung sisig? No? Bakit? Kasi natikman niyo na. Ah, babalikan ko to, no? Babalikan ko to. Bakit? Kasi na-experience ko na, no? But with Christ, that's different, no? No? That's different. Hindi nyo pa siya nakikita tangibly, but you have experienced something. No? You have not seen Him, but you have experienced something in your heart that has caused you to love Him. That's not explainable. Hindi siya napapaliwanag. No? That's not ordinary. And if ikaw din, kayo din, mga kapatid, you confess your love to Christ, pwede lang mag-explain yan is may ginawa ang Diyos sa mga puso ninyo. Kasi hindi explainable yung mamahalin mo, hindi pa nakikita. And kung kayo po, bilang iglesia, mahal ninyo ang Diyos, I can confidently say that's not from you. God did something in you. God did something in your heart. Because it's not logical, no? To love someone whom you have not seen. So the hope for the Christian is Christ's return. And while He has not yet returned, we are to endure these trials that are present and necessary. Suffer well, endure well, wait well. But to be sure, God has put in our hearts an inexplicable love for Christ whom we have not seen. No? But we have experienced the grace, love, and mercy of the Father through Him. Maaring sige, anibersaryo po ito sa anibersaryo po ito ng Cruciform Life Church na imbita lang po kayo. Maaring hindi niyo pa masyadong naiintindihan itong sinasabi ko, no? Or tinuturo ko sa inyo po, or tinuturo ni Pedro sa mga Kristiyano. But my desire here, no? Bago ko po ituro yung application points, and I'm going over time past, if you would allow me, no? Okay lang sa akin na hindi niyo po ako invite ulit, no? Basta I just want to do my job well. No? I want to reach out to you and tell you of this gospel, no? Na tinuro ni Peter sa verse 3, no? Na ang Diyos po, ang Diyos na may gawa at may-ari ng lahat ay isa ring banal na Diyos. No? Madami po tayong problema sa statement na 'yan, no? Kasi madalas iniisip natin buhay ko 'to, no? Buhay ko 'to. Walang pakialamanan. Yun yung walang pakialamanan, Brad. Parang, that's your story, this is my story. No? Your truth, my truth. No? Parang, pero kung naniniwala po tayo na ang Diyos ang may lalang ng lahat, then obviously, Siya yung may-ari ng lahat. No? Kasama po tayo dun sa pag-aari Niya. Kailanman hindi po natin pwedeng sabihin na wala Siyang karapatan na makialam sa atin. Kasi Siya yung may-ari. Kung ikaw yung may-ari, may karapatan ka. And kung alam mo na ang Diyos ang may lalang ng lahat at may-ari ng buhay mo, then may karapatan Siya na pakilaman ka. No? Yan ang problema. Dahil tayo po ay mga tao, no? Meron din tayong separation from God kasi hindi lang Siya may-ari, hindi lang Siya may gawa, Siya rin ay banal. No? Walang bahid ng karumihan kasalanan at galit Siya sa kasalanan. No? Ang problema, tayo po ay makasalanan. At dahil sa kasalanan natin, karapat dapat lang tayong parusahan ng Diyos ng kamatayan at parusa ng buong eternity sa impyerno. This is not a momentary for a while suffering katulad ng sinasabi natin kanina, but yung suffering na karapat dapat sa atin is an eternal suffering bilang kabayaran sa pambabastos natin sa kabanalan ng Diyos. Lahat po ay makasalanan, walang exception. Everyone here. No? Lahat po tayo makasalanan. But in verse 3, Peter proclaims that according to His great mercy, dahil sa habag lamang ng Diyos, ibinigay niya ang kanyang anak para mamatay sa krus ng Kalbaryo so that those who would repent and believe might be, sabi ni Pedro, born again to a living hope. That is the gospel. No? And you can correct me on that, no? Or parehas ba tayo ng gospel na pininiwalaan? And if in your heart po, no, nakikinig ka dito ngayon, you understand na tinatawag ka ng Diyos para talikuran ang kasalanan mo, manampalataya ka kay Kristo at sumunod ka sa Kanya, talk to someone here. No. I will not be here. No. Parang aalis po ako, but the people here will be here. And hopefully, if you are interested in that, you can talk to Pastor Enteng or the people here, no? And they will be able to explain to you the gospel. Kung sino mang nag-imbita sa inyo, sana kaya din niya ipaliwanag sa inyo kung ano yung gospel na yun. Sapat ang ginawa ni Kristo sa krus para mapatawad ang iyong mga kasalanan, no? At maaaring naisip mo, hindi mo kayang talikuran ang buhay mo ngayon. Hindi mo kayang talikuran yung kasalanan mo. Tama ka, hindi mo kaya. No? Hindi mo kaya, pero sa tulong ng Diyos, ito ay sigurado. Because what God has for His elect is blood-bought and secure. No? Because of what Christ did on the cross. Ang bagong buhay na dala ni Kristo para sa iyo ay bayad na. What you need to do is repent and believe. This is the gospel, and I hope you hear that. No? For the people here, for the members of this church, I have three applications. No? For us, as we live through maybe year 4 and year 5 and year 6 and so on, for Cruciform Life Church. Okay, number one, grow deeper in the knowledge of the gospel, in the doctrines and orthodox beliefs of our faith. Yung sinasabi ni Pastor Enteng kanina, to grow deeper, that's the prayer. Kung maalala ninyo, Peter used the gospel as his identifier. No? The one thing that identifies him as a believer, at one thing na identity din niya as a minister, is that he is a minister of the gospel. And he also expected na yung mga churches na sinusulatan niya, alam yung gospel na yon, no? At alam, kumbaga, magmamatch sila. Mga kapatid, ang encouragement ko po sa inyo is huwag po kayong matatakot na magpag-aralan yung Ebanghelyo. No? Kahit paulit-ulit. Kasi kailangan yung i-remind sa sarili niyo yun paulit-ulit. No? Huwag po kayong matatakot sa doktrina at pag-aaral ng kung ano ba ang tamang paniniwala ng Kristyanismo at ng iglesyang ito. No? Huwag po, hindi po yun kinakatakutan. This is actually, kung ang gusto ko sabihin, dive. No? Ibig sabihin, get into that. Why? No? Because this will only grow you as a church that knows the gospel. This is our orthodoxy. This is our confession of faith. No? For example, kapag na-mention ni Peter yung resurrection, no? Anong ibig sabihin para sa'yo nun? No? If there is no resurrection, there is no salvation. No? If kung hindi sapat ang ginawa ni Kristo sa krus, Jesus Christ would still be in the grave. No? The Father would not have resurrected Him because the sacrifice was not enough. But the fact na nag-resurrect po si Kristo at nabuhay na managuli means that the sacrifice was enough. No? Do you understand the resurrection that way? No? Sana naiintindihan natin yung mga bagay na yun. Napakahalaga po na maging komportable po kayo. Ibig sabihin, no, alam nyo paano i-handle, alam nyo paano i-navigate ang teolohiya at doktrina na pinaniniwalaan po ninyo. No? Ito po ang nagbubuklod sa inyo. These beliefs are what make you a people for God's possession. No? These doctrines are what make you distinct. Hiwalay sa mundo. Iba sa mundo. No? Kapag pinaniniwalaan ninyo ito, like for example, you just baptize your kids here, no? Alam nila na this is the church that does that. No? Hindi yan yung normal ginagawa dun sa Aurora. Iba yung kahulugan yan kapag ginagawa ng ibang mga tao. No? But this is what unites you. In times of crisis, these are the things that will allow you to protect the gospel na pinaniniwalaan ng church na ito, lalo na sa mga taong may ibang gospel na pinipreach. No? Kung may katabi kayo dyan na hindi, may iba siyang pinipreach na gospel, may konting tweak, may konting ganyan, kasi hindi yan yung gospel. Kasi alam mo, no? Kasi napag-aralan mo. Kaya mo siyang ipaglaban. No? Grow deep in the knowledge of these things at huwag niyong sabihin, no? Huwag niyong sabihin na, ox lang ako, basta alam ko, I love the Lord. Love ko si Jesus. Okay na yon. Mga kapatid, the deeper your knowledge is of who God is and the things of God, the deeper also your foundation for worship. Because all of theology, all of doctrine, ang end goal niyan is doxology. It's worship. Ang end goal ng doktrina po is para magilalas kayo sa Diyos at sabihin na parang, ang ganda pala ni Kristo. And I will worship Him with these people. Sana ganun po yung invitation and encouragement ko sa inyo. Ang teolohiya po or doktrina ay hindi lang para sa mga pastor at mga leaders. This is for you. It is God's means of grace for you. Okay. Number two. God ordains suffering for the purpose of purifying His people. There was a time before na hindi ko kayang sabihin that God ordained suffering. Sabihin, siya ang gumawa nito. Ilang beses kasing sinabi sa Bible, parang sinabi niya kay Job, sino bang may dala nitong mga bagyo na to? Sino bang gumawa nito? Where were you when I created these things? No? Sinabi din niya, sana parang who brings death and who brings life? No? Who makes the blind blind and the mute and the deaf? Is it not I? Sabi niya. Because we have to understand that in God's sovereignty, He knows what He's doing. No? Iba yung teolohiya natin ng suffering bilang Kristiyano. Means we know that ultimately God's purposes are better than ours. No? Encouragement. Dalhin niyo sa Diyos lahat ng pinagdadaanan niyo. Cry out to God and ask Him for help. Kaya niya yan. No? Ask Him the questions. Lord, why? No? Lord, how long? No? Gaano katagal would you expect me? Hindi ko kaya. No? Ask God these questions. Kaya niya yan. Pero wag ninyong isipin, no? Wag ninyong isipin that this is something random or by chance. No? Because here is the ultimate encouragement. Lahat po ng pinagdadaanan ninyo, it is not random. It is not meaningless. There are people in our congregation who are suffering from mental health issues. No? And I keep talking to them. Parang, Kuya, paano pag hindi na matapos tong depression na to? Kuya, paano pag sirang-sira na talaga yung utak ko tas hanggang sa dulo, sira siya, hindi siya gagaling? No? Paano nga? My one of my encouragements to these people is sinasabi ko, kapatid, unang-una, you're not alone. You are with us in the church and we are covenanted with you and you are suffering and we will walk with you. We will hold your hand. We will try to feel the way that you feel sometimes and help any way that we can help. We'll feed you, parang give you coffee, spend time with you, listen to you. We will do that. Why? Because we are covenanted with you and we will walk with you. No? Sana ganun din yung commitment ninyo sa mga tao within your congregation that are suffering. We will walk with you to this. No? When you go through, sinatabi ni David na through the valley, the shadow of the valley of death, kaya ninyong sabihin, we will walk there with you. You will not be alone. First encouragement. Second encouragement. This is doing something. May ginagawa ang Diyos sa buhay mo. It is not meaningless. It's not meaningless. And minsan tumutulo na lang yung luha ko kapag kausap ko yung tao na may pinagdadaanan. Ang kaya kong sabihin, kasi minsan hindi ko na maramdaman yung hindi, parang bigat na siya, hindi ko kayang makarelate. Pero kaya kong sabihin sa kanya, this is not meaningless. Your God is not a random God. No? Hindi siya nagulat. No? Hindi siya nagulat nung nagkasakit ka. Hindi siya nagulat nung nawalan ka ng pera. Hindi siya nagulat nung nawalan ka ng trabaho. Never siyang nagugulat. When I say God ordains this, it is part of His sovereign plan to do something in you. No? And I hope that you can encourage each other with that. And I hope na kaya ninyong hawakan yung kamay ng kapatid ninyo na may pinagdadaanan. Sabihin niyo sa kanya. And I'm talking about, mga kapatid, I'm talking about suffering, broken world suffering. Ibig sabihin niyo, hindi mo papaliwanag. No? Nasunog yung bahay ninyo. Hindi mo sinunog yung bahay niyo. Nasunog. No? I'm trying to make that distinction kasi may suffering kasi na nanggagaling dun sa sarili mong maling desisyon. Sarili mong kasalanan. Kailangan din yon. Ibig sabihin, kailangan mong maintindihan, maramdaman yung bigat ng kasalanan mo. There are consequences. Pero I'm talking about suffering in mga bagay na hindi mo lang talaga mapaliwanag. Nangyari. So I'm telling you, hold your brother's hand, hold your sister's hand and say, this is not meaningless. God is doing something here. We may not understand it. No? Sabihin mo sa kanya, kung kailangan mo na nandito lang ako para pakinggan ka, kung kailangan mong nandito lang ako para matulog ka dyan sa hospital bed mo at andito ako nagbabantay sa'yo, gagawin ko yun. No? Gagawin ko yun para sa'yo. So I will walk with you. I understand that suffering is heavy. No, parang hindi natin pinapababa yung suffering kasi kapatid natin yung nagsasuffer eh. No? Kapatid ko yan, nasasaktan siya. No? So I want to hold that person's hand and say, I'm here. No? Andito ako para sa iyo. Do that for your brothers and sisters, no? And remind them, this is not meaningless. God is doing something. This is for His purpose, for His glory. Ang hirap maintindihan ngayon. And naiintindihan ko na hindi mo nagigets. Andito ako. No? Andito ako. I will be with you. No? And this is the purpose of why you are together. Why God called a Christian to a community. No? Hindi niya sinabi na okay lang yung mga Christians mag-isa, wag na mag-commit sa church. Never niya sinabi yon. Kaya niya sinabi, mahirap ang buhay, kailangan mo ng church. You need it. You need to be the church for your brothers and sisters. No? Mahirap ang buhay. Mahirap ang buhay, kailangan. Kailangan mo silang paalalahanan na ang Diyos nyo ay malaki. Your God is big. And that He cares. Minsan, kayo yung gagamitin ng Diyos para maintindihan niya that God cares. It is your hand. It is your help. It is your effort. Yung panahon mo pa na isa-spend mo with that brother and sister. So do that to each other. Wala yun sa manuscript ko, sorry. Just wanted to remind you to be a church. No? Be that kind of church. Because life is hard. Final encouragement doon. This is only for now. Because when Jesus Christ returns, He will set everything right. There will be no more sickness. Hindi ko na kailangan gumising sa umaga and labanan yung kasalanan ko. No? Hindi ko na kailangan isipin, Lord, kailan bang matatapos tong mga maliliit na sakit-sakit sa katawan ko? No? My body is breaking down. No? Sabi ni Pablo sa atin, even though your body is dying, is wasting away, no? God is making us unto Christ and like Christ, no? Dahan-dahan. So there is improvement. No? Things are getting better. You may not feel it. Kasi yung katawan mo not getting better. Kung meron mang common sa ating lahat dito ngayon, everybody's body is breaking down. Some faster, some slower. There's one thing also for the people of Christ. Spiritually, things are getting better. May ginagawa ang Diyos, sinabi ng Diyos, no? What I start in you, I will finish. That is the hope, no? Philippians, sabi ni Pablo, the hope is that what He started in you, He will finish. So, magkaiba man tayo ng church, kaya kong sabihin sa inyo na kita-kita na lang tayo sa finals, no? Where everybody sanctified and glorified. That is the hope. That is the hope. Pinasukan ko na yung point number 3 ko, pero sige na. Christ brings hope for His people. So we wait for Him, endure together. Grabe yung reality for the church, no, for these kinds of passages. We are taught sufferings and trials are heavy. God has a purpose for ordaining these things. We might not understand this right now. So anong gagawin ng church in the face of these realities? Ang sinasabi ni Pedro, love Christ, walk with people. Love Christ, walk with people. No? I'm encouraged na in the past few years, mas dumadami yung kilala ko mga faithful and biblical churches. It encourages me dahil alam ko na hindi ako nag-iisa. No? Hindi kami nag-iisa. So, my final encouragement for you is never lose sight of the encouragement and hope that you have in Christ. Your hope is not here. Dare I say this, walang kandidato or gobyerno na makapagbibigay ng pag-asa sa inyo. Ang pag-asa niyo ay na kay Kristo. Hindi po, wala. Yung pag-asa ninyo na sana magbago yung buhay kapag ganito nanalo or ganito si mayor, ganito. Hindi po totoo. Ang pag-asa natin ay sa pagbalik ni Kristo. That is your ultimate hope. Hindi ko sinasabi na wala tayong gawin. No? I'm calling you to walk with your brothers and sisters who are suffering. I am telling you to get ready for suffering. I am asking your elders, no? The elders and the men of this church, no? To get your people ready for suffering. Because it will happen. No? And if it happens, to walk with people. Pero as you do this, Cruciform Life Church, as you walk and endure, do not lose sight of the inheritance, the hope that you have in Christ. In Christ is your hope. It is not now. I know that. It is when He returns. So now, nandito pa tayo sa waiting, no? Period. Wait for His glorious return. Walk with your brothers and sisters. Because every single drop of sweat, blood, and tears, mga kapatid, is worth it. Pag bumalik siya.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Cruciform Life Church podcast. Check out more gospel-centered messages at www.cruciformlifechurch.org or subscribe to this podcast at Spotify.